This is the Taxpayers Podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta Director for the CTF. And two of my dearest friends, Franco Terrazano, he's the Federal Director, and Ryan Thorpe, he's our investigative journalist. They're both holding down the fort in Ottawa. I think they're in like rooms next to each other, so it would have been cute to have a two-shot, but
he's right behind me.
We'll have the Muppet Show here with our little screens. So guys, there was quite the story you guys dug up this week. And I need to preface this first for our listeners and our viewers. We know that you're struggling. We know that things are unaffordable. We know you're being taxed to death. We know you're mad as hell. We are too. Okay. But we're going to have a bit of fun in this episode because it's important to mock the politicians and bureaucrats who blow your money because they think they're above you. So it's really important as the fool or the jester to point out whenever the king has no clothes. Okay. So it's our job here to point and laugh. And that's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. Guys, I initially thought I was misreading this. You have another airplane food story. And this is where our betters, our prime ministers, our politicians, et cetera, fly overseas to some junket and they eat like kings. Who wants to take this one away? What were we paying for? And what were these fat cats eating?
Yeah, I'll jump in and start us off on this one. So to just set the stage a little bit, this trip was back in September 2023. Trudeau went on a six-day tour of the Indo-Pacific region. And as we routinely do here at the CTF, we filed access to information requests, figure out how much this trip was costing us. So it was $1.9 million in counting for the entire trip. But just for the airplane food, just for the in-flight catering, they spent $223,000. So after the sticker shock wore off, we got curious, like, how do you even spend $223,000 on airplane food? So we filed some more access to information requests, and we got our hands on the menu. So Trudeau and his entourage were dining on beef brisket and mashed parsley creamy potatoes with truffle oil, pan-fried beef tenderloin with port wine sauce, braised lamb shanks with steamed broccoli and boiled baby potatoes, and for dessert, strawberry shortcake and baked cheesecake with pistachio brittle. So I'm sure to our listeners, that sounds just like the meals they're used to getting on Air Canada or WestJet. There's a few other details.
Franco's got like a joke about pretzels here or something. I can see it.
There's a few other quick details from the records I want to hit. So before they left on this flight, they loaded up on $900 worth of pop and chips. All of the juice that they served on board was noted as being freshly squeezed. A special request was put in to stock the plane with Flow water, which I looked it up is like a premium brand of like alkaline spring water. That is
wait, Ryan, that's the drink box water bottle sort of thing.
Yes.
Flow is exactly that. It's a Tetra Pak. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I've got a really cool keychain with that on it, but go ahead.
Well, it's also a Trudeau favorite because we've seen it turn up in his personal grocery expenses.
Yes.
But my personal favorite was the records indicated that Trudeau's meals had to be garnished and served on fine china dishware.
You know,
I didn't know that part. Okay.
I'm not like a political animal or, you know, political strategist or tactician, but pretty sure you don't need a focus group to tell the prime minister, like, hey, man, like, maybe don't spend 223,000 smackers on airplane food when you got people lining around the food bank to get, you know, some ramen noodles. Like, I don't think you need to have a PhD in political science to figure that one out. And, you know, it's probably pretty hard to collect with the middle class when you got a lamb shank stuck in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, this is absolutely crazy. Like, I'm having a hard time coming up with a joke for this thing because the whole thing seems kind of like a joke to me. $223,000 on airplane food. Now, you might be asking yourself, like, how in the world is that even possible? Well, you know, the good folks at the National Post, they were like, well, what else could we buy for $223,000? They crunched the numbers and they found out that you could get like 10,000 glasses of $16 orange juice for that price. You know, you can fill 8 bathtubs full of Bev Oda orange juice for $223,000. You can also buy 11,000 of the most expensive Subway sandwiches ever. You know, in a more serious
note, how many? How many?
11,000. And we're not talking about the cold cuts. We're talking about the premium Subway sandwiches. You could buy 11,000.
Like with roast chicken and avocado on it, man.
The good stuff. Yeah. On a more serious note, right? For $223,000, that's like almost half a million food bank meals. Right. So maybe put that into perspective, you know, next time the government wants to go on one of these extravagant work trips. And then to get back to the funny, $223,000 is about the same as the tab for the Boston Bruins famous Stanley Cup party that they had in 2011, where they dropped like $100,000 on champagne. So like,
you spent more than a hockey team.
After winning the cup.
Okay.
So it's pretty ridiculous here, right? Now, Ryan is the one who really dug through these details in our investigative shop here. And like, just want to give a huge kudos to the Canadian Taxpayers Federation supporters and everyone listening here, because like, honestly, if you didn't support us, we wouldn't have an investigative journalist here in Ottawa who's digging this up and who's breaking stories like this. Like, we saw this story covered in the National Post. We saw this story covered in the Toronto Sun. A bunch of other independent media organizations also cover this. We did a bunch of radio interviews on this, but not only did the media cover this, some of the heavy hitters in the House of Commons, we're also asking Trudeau about his $223,000 airplane food tab. So we're going to throw to a clip of Mr. Poilievre and Mr. Trudeau going back and forth in the House of Commons on this. Give it a listen.
That's a little bit rich coming from him as he raises taxes on single moms for the crime of driving to the grocery store while he treats himself to a jet-setting experience where the food on the plane out of a six-day trip was $220,000. Beef brisket, parsley potatoes with truffle oil, beef tenderloin with port wine sauce, braised lamb shanks, and even cheesecake with pistachio brittle. Mr. Speaker, with Canadians lined up at the food bank, what's on the menu for this Prime Minister this summer?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Conservatives continue to use cheap attacks and slogans when they stand against support directly for Canadians.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister from the top, please.
Speaker, the Conservative leader continues to use cheap attacks and slogans while he tries to hide from the fact that he is standing with the wealthiest Canadians and against the idea of them paying a little more so that young Canadians can buy a home, so that seniors can get their teeth fixed, so that young families can find a place in childcare. These are the investments we're making that they are standing against, Mr. Speaker. We will continue to deliver for Canadians who need them while he chooses to protect the interests of his wealthy friends.
Hear, hear.
Well, what do you guys think of that answer? You know, Trudeau gave an on answer because there really is no good answer to explain to Canadians how you rack up $223,000 on airplane food.
Now, is anybody pushing back on this saying, what do you want them to eat? You know, granola bars and beef jerky, which, by the way, is what you eat when I pick you up at the airport. I have a snack bag ready for you, which taxpayers don't have to pay for, by the way. What kind of pushback are we hearing? Any? Like, to me, this just goes above and beyond. Like, if somebody's having, you know, a cheeseburger and a side salad on the usual paper plate on their airplane when they're flying over to, I don't know, negotiate world peace, I can understand that. But if you're flying on this multi-country junket, I think also where you had to stay for a couple of extra days to India, not really get anything done, and your lamb shanks are served to you on a china plate and you're eating cheese crumble pistachio cake or something, like, normal people don't live like this. And it's beyond me that the prime minister doesn't seem to grasp why so many people are so like really super duper mad at him, because he's pulling nonsense like this. So are we hearing any pushback saying, well, you guys are being too cheap?
Honestly, no, because like, how do you defend this, right? Like, even probably people who are like the biggest Trudeau supporters or the biggest supporters of government are probably like, yeah, man, I don't know, like spending $223,000 on airplane food during a six-day tour is kind of much here. So we're not really getting much pushback. And another reason that we're not getting much pushback is like, you'll probably remember the infamous trip of Governor General Mary Simon to the Middle East. That 1 week trip, she dropped like $100,000 on airplane food, right? That story blew up. Parliamentarians even dragged these top ranking bureaucratic officials into the House of Commons to explain it. And even those bureaucrats were like, oh, we're sorry. We're sorry. Yeah, maybe we didn't exactly take care of the public purse on this one. And then those bureaucrats said that we're going to do better next time. We pinky promise that we're going to do better. And we're going to bring down the cost for taxpayers. Well, fast forward a year later, and the $100,000 airplane food tab for Simon turned into a $220,000 airplane food tab for Trudeau. So I think one of the reasons we're not really getting much pushback is because the government admitted that it made a mistake and wasted money. And instead of reining in spending, Trudeau has now doubled the airplane food tab.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to stress for folks who are new to the show, who maybe have just gotten bit by the politics bug, to Franco's point, and I'm sure Ryan will point this out as well, this isn't new. It isn't as if, you know, the government's been on budget and being paupers and being really careful with people's money all this time. And now we're just picking on them because he happened to eat some lamb shanks while in flight. No, this is a repeated pattern of behavior coming from this government, where they're just willy-nilly wasting your money on all sorts of silly nonsense. And for folks who are trying to remember what the Mary Simon part was, what the Governor General part was, wasn't that the one, guys, where that was like beef Wellington and beef carpaccio, mm-hmm. that thing we had to look up?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bureaucrats in that one, they tried to play it off like they were just eating normal airplane food. They said, oh, we had eggs, we had omelets. We don't know why this bill is so high. Well, the CTF dug up the receipts and made them public and showed that the menu was much the same as what we saw from Trudeau in this latest trip. But to echo the point you guys are both making, this isn't a one-off. We see this all the time at these trips. And it also just isn't the airplane food. Simon's trip to Iceland, $71,000 at Ice Limo Luxury Travel. Or Trudeau going to the Queen's funeral in London, a $6,000 per night luxury hotel suite. So it is every step along the way with these trips. It almost seems like our politicians and bureaucrats are going out of their way to spend as much money as possible.
Yeah, they're sparing no expense while the taxpayers can least afford it, thanks to their high taxes and their inflationary spending. So it's really the worst of both worlds.
You know, maybe I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I'm like almost sure that the government is having a secret contest to see who can spend more money while flying international. And honestly, they're all winning. Like, they're all racking up these huge tabs. And I just want to circle back to what Ryan said there, because when he said the governor general spent $71,000 on limos in Iceland, like, he meant it. Like, that actually happened. It was a 4-day trip. Mary Simon and her band of bureaucrats spend $71,000 on limos in Iceland when their hotel was like less than a 10-minute walk away from the main conference center. And, you know, she could have probably bought a brand new BMW. She could have drove the wheels off the thing for 4 days. Then she could have ditched it at the airport with the keys left in it, and she still would have spent less money.
Yeah, exactly. And for folks who are saying, are you picking Mary Simon? No, we don't care about her as an individual, as a person. We're talking about the role of the governor general here and the fact that the governor general in this case blew, what is it, more than $70,000 on ice limos in Iceland? Newsflash, the governor general is the representative of the crown in Canada. They do not need to leave the geographical confines of Canada at all. ever in their role as Governor General. That's for King Charles III to do if he feels like it, or if he wants to designate one of his kids to do it. The role of the Governor General in Canada is to simply represent the Crown in Canada. So you can be the biggest monarchist out there and still be completely opposed to blowing taxpayers' money in this lavish way. And again, folks, we need to stress this. If it wasn't for the Taxpayers Federation, because Ryan, didn't we have those receipts for the Governor General thing while the bureaucrats were saying, oh, we can't find them? Didn't we act? Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So, well, so okay, let me pick up on that, Chris. Let me pick up on that because, like, this also goes to an issue of transparency. So literally while they were at committee, after it was found out that the Governor General spent $100,000 on airplane food, and they brought the bureaucrats to committee to explain themselves, the initial round, before the bureaucrats ended up apologizing, but the initial round of questioning was the bureaucrats disputing the number, saying, oh, we had normal airplane food, we had eggs, we had omelets. And then one MP asked one of the bureaucrats to be like, okay, show us the receipts. And the bureaucrats are like, well, we don't have the receipts, you know, like, we can't just give them to you. The only problem is that we were literally watching the committee and we had the loss receipts in hand. So as they were saying that, we started flipping the receipts to the National Post, and like the next day, front page of the Post, or at least within the newspaper, and they had all the meals right there. So at the time that these bureaucrats were telling members of parliament, representatives of Canadians, that they couldn't get the receipts, those receipts were being made public by the Canadian Taxpayers Federation and the National Post. Now, I also want to tie in another crazy spending scandal that we all know of, and that's when Trudeau spent $6,000 per night on a luxury suite for the Queen's funeral in London, England. Well, you'll remember that this was a huge mystery in Canada, right? Remember who stayed in the $6,000 per night hotel room? Well, the CTF was like, no. If you waste taxpayers' money, you at least have the duty to be transparent and honest with taxpayers. So we filed an access to information request. The bureaucrats wrote down Justin Trudeau's name, and then they blacked it out and sent us back the records. And we said, no way. That's not happening. So we launched a legal challenge with the information commissioner to be like, this is BS. And Trudeau knew he was going to lose that legal challenge. So what was it, Ryan? Like, the day before Biden came to town, Trudeau finally fessed up.
Day of.
Day of.
Yeah. Now, a classic bad news dump. There's some big event going on. Okay, well, we'll admit this now and hopefully people will be distracted.
It's called taking out the recycling. So if you're working on that side of the velvet rope with government, and journalists learn this very quickly, is to keep an eye on either a huge event happening, something happening at the same time, or Friday afternoon. Classic to throw that out, especially before a long weekend, because nobody's going to cover it. So guys, did we want to get to our taxpayer pro tip here? I think it's all probably pretty related and relevant to this ridiculous amount of waste.
Well, I actually want to rattle off a couple more crazy examples.
Oh, okay. We have more, folks.
If it just pleases the Crown, more. I'd like to rattle off a couple more. So then there was also Trudeau's. He went to a 2-day anti-poverty summit in Manhattan and dropped $61,000 on hotel rooms, you know, because nothing screams fighting poverty like spending $61,000 in upscale hotels in downtown New York, right? Solving poverty, one expensive hotel room and one selfie at a time. And then there was also, and this story broke quite recently, but, you know, Hedy Fry, a member of parliament, wanted to host a conference essentially for European politicians in her home riding of Vancouver. Now, I am not a geography expert by any means, but I'm pretty sure that Europe and Vancouver are not that close. I have a hunch. So the government ended up spending $600,000 on luxury hotel rooms in Vancouver that nobody stayed in. $600,000 on luxury hotel rooms that nobody stayed in. Why? Because many European politicians either didn't want to show up to the conference because Europe is not close to Vancouver, and many of the European politicians who did show up decided to stay at cheaper hotels further away from the conference center. Okay.
Pause, rewind. Say that last part again, real slow.
Some of the European politicians decided to stay at cheaper hotels, not as close to the main conference center. just once,
to save their taxpayers' money.
Just once, I would like to open the newspaper and see a story of one of our politicians doing that. The only unfortunate thing is that day would probably be April Fool's. And
or you'd be one, in hell, and there'd be a snowball fight in the middle of it.
And the only other one that might take the cheesecake when it comes to this, you might remember COP26, right? That's one of the United Nations climate conferences. This one was in Glasgow. Canada sent the largest delegation of any G7 country, including the host nation of the United Kingdom. And then to make matters worse, our finance minister, instead of staying in Glasgow, like, I don't know, a normal person, she must have deleted Google Maps on her phone before booking the trip because she decided to stay 86 kilometers away in Edinburgh. Then what did she do? Then she billed taxpayers for like $3,000 on a chauffeur service to cart her back and forth from Edinburgh and Glasgow.
She didn't take the solar powered train with the rest of the plebs?
Or the bike. Yeah, no. I guess not.
She didn't pedal her bike. Okay. Again, I see I've forgotten some of these. There's so many of them. And we even do like a Teddy Waste Award. That's what that golden pig statue is for. We do a Teddy Waste Award every year where we hand out trophies to people who blow your money, politicians and bureaucrats who blow your money. And again, this is in order to mock them, because if we don't mock them, they're just going to keep on doing this because they're taking themselves so darn seriously. Don't forget also, remember the affordability retreats? So the politicians go and have these multi-thousand dollar retreats in places like Vancouver, and I can't remember, it was on the East Coast as well, where they're all getting together in order to solve the problem of affordability. Meanwhile, they're stuffing themselves full of these fancy dinners and staying in hotels when they have perfectly functioning offices in Ottawa where they could actually get this job done. So there's no end to the list of the gross hypocrisy and the crazy amount of taxpayers' money being wasted on this sort of stuff. And in the meantime, I got to stress, this isn't while everything's good. Like, the budget isn't balanced and things are generally running okay, and they're wasting money on top of it. That would still be bad. But this is in combination with them never balancing the budget and causing runaway inflation because they're printing money and jacking up your carbon taxes.
And the fact that, like, Canadians are having a tough time affording a jug of milk. You know what I mean? Like, even in the best of times, let's say unemployment was zero and everyone's doing good. To your point, even in the best of times, this would be still bad. But like the fact that like Canadians are like young families are worried about like baby formula, right? Or like seniors, grandparents are worried about being able to live through their golden years, right? This is really tough. And that's why especially these types of stories really break through, and why Canadians are getting so ticked off when they see that, because you see tax hikes, you see inflation, you see a $40 billion deficit, and then you see your prime minister and other ministers or other politicians or other bureaucrats racking up tabs like this $220,000 airplane food tab. So, I mean, like, at the best of times, there's no way you should be doing this, but especially right now, it's like, come on, guys, read the room.
Yeah, they really do need to read the room here and actually start listening to normal people again. It's part of the Ottawa bubble disease, right? They just get stuck in their own narrative and they don't notice what people in Thunder Bay and Moose Jaw are actually living like. Ryan, did you want to go to our taxpayer pro tip? Did you have a good one for folks who are listening?
Sure, I can get us started off. This week, we had one of the executives at the Sustainable Development Technology Canada, which is Ottawa's kind of main green slush fund. They were dragged in front of a parliamentary committee because the Canada's Auditor General just found that, hey, they were blowing tens of millions of dollars on these suspect corporate welfare deals where there was all sorts of conflict of interest, or they were giving money to friends and companies that didn't even meet their own eligibility requirements in terms of being able to get this money. But the executive this week, when called to answer for all of this, her biggest bone to pick was that people had been calling this Ottawa's green slush fund. And she was saying how upsetting it was for the people over at this program to hear Canadians say that, hey, this isn't okay, and that this is a green slush fund. And what it brought to mind was our friend CBC President Catherine Tate. When we blow the whistles on her bonuses over at the state broadcaster, she gets dragged in front of a parliamentary committee and says, well, we don't have bonuses. This is performance pay. So my pro tip, my taxpayer pro tip, goes out to our politicians and bureaucrats, just cut the spin when this happens. Quit trying to spin Canadians. We can all hear what you're saying. We can also all see what you're doing. So cut the spin and just stop wasting our money.
Excellent taxpayer pro tip. Mine is related, and that gets back to, you know, the theme of the show, which is wasting taxpayers' money, and it's earnest. So there are politicians in the past who have made changes where they save taxpayers' money. So, for example, in the Mulroney years, it was standard operating procedure for whatever member of parliament existed to always fly the best class you could find, whatever it was, even back in the day in the 80s. So, you know, fancy napkins and lobster, or I don't know how those people lived, but that's how they flew. That was standard. Preston Manning came along with the Reform Party, and it was a rule within that party. I don't know how long it lasted for, but it was a rule within that party. You had to fly coach. Like, you had to. There was no option of an upgrade. He didn't care if you were flying back all the way up to Prince George. You had to fly coach. Also in British Columbia, back in the 50s and 60s, they had a very famous premier, W.A.C. Bennett. He took taxpayers' money so seriously that he would personally negotiate massive contracts, like infrastructure contracts, to the quarter, like 25 cent mark. And people used to kind of call him wacky, W.A.C. Bennett, for doing that. But it actually spoke to a respect for taxpayers' money in the same way that broken windows theory of crime often works for people, taking care of the little things, making sure you don't allow graffiti, don't allow broken windows, keep an eye on jaywalking. You keep those little things in line and the big stuff becomes really big and you'll take it much more seriously and you won't blow money on lamb shanks and pistachio crisp. So to the politicians and the bureaucrats out there, by the way, who are signing off on these expenses and the staff, you tell your cabinet minister, no, bucko, you're staying at the Super 8 and I'm driving you in this little compact car that we rented because I'm already getting paid. You're not getting a limousine. That's exactly what should be happening in Ottawa right now. That's my taxpayer pro tip.
And, you know, I'll finish off with my taxpayer pro tip in a second here, but I just want to build on that because, like, for the listeners who might hear $223,000 on airplane food here, $100,000 on airplane food there, $70,000 on limos, you might be like, okay, guys, well, like, I agree that this is a crazy waste of money, but we're not talking about a $40 billion deficit, right? Like, how are we going to fix the $40 billion deficit? Well, one of the problems that happens when you have the political class, the leadership in office, whether it's Trudeau, whether it's another minister, or the leadership within the bureaucracy, like the governor general, well, the problem is when the leadership doesn't take this small stuff seriously, then it sends a signal to the bureaucracy, like, it's open season. Like, do not worry if the government doesn't care about deficits, if they don't care about doing this little things right, don't worry about, you know, the proper guardrails that we need to have to control the big spending. So when the politicians don't lead by example, it sends such a bad signal to the bureaucracy that there really is no oversight and political accountability. So that's why a lot of this really does matter. Now, I do want to go into my taxpayer pro tip, and I kind of have two today. And the number one, it's not a pro tip, but it's a shout out. And I just want to give a shout out again to all of our CTF supporters and all of our Canadian Taxpayers Federation listeners, because out of all the waste that we kind of talked about today, much of that, not all of it, but much of it was dug up by the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, our investigative journalists, including Ryan Thorpedo, who's with us today on the show. But look, we wouldn't be able to do this without your support. So without your support, Canadians wouldn't have known about this crazy airplane food spending. Without your support, this story wouldn't have broke in many major news outlets. Without your support, Trudeau wouldn't be getting questions about this in question period in the House of Commons. So this matters. This is important. And I just want to thank all of you listening or watching for your support of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. It really means a lot to us. And I hope it means a lot to the broader Canadian context. With that said, my taxpayer pro tip. Now, many of these expense scandals have to do with the current government. But as they say, nothing lasts forever. Eventually, one day, who knows how long, there'll be a new government in power. There'll be a new party in power. If you don't want these types of stories when you're in office, you better not let these types of expenses get out of hand. So yes, a lot of today had to do with the current government in power, But to all those aspiring politicians or any politician who is in the opposition right now, watch your expenses.
That is excellent advice from both of you gentlemen, and I concur. Folks, if you want the very hunger-making details, I haven't eaten yet today, so I was super hungry listening to you talk about that. If you want the full menu details of this ridiculous airplane food tab, or if you want to sign our petitions against things like the gun grab or defunding the CBC or canceling the carbon tax, head on over to our website. You can also find a really cool tax fighting t-shirt there as well. And you can also send us a note on what you think about the show. Head on over to our website, taxpayer.com. That's where you can stand up and be heard.